Marandasya Dhyananjana Shalakaya Chapsurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Panchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschachate Shatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing the pastime of Gop Kumar, a cowherd boy from Govardhan, who was given a mantra by which he could travel out of both in the material world and into the spiritual world.
我们一直在聆听的是高帕库马尔的消息，他是高尔丹山的牧童，他念着一首mantra，旅行到了在物质世界旅行，而且他还进入了灵性世界。So
we heard how he went to Vaikuntha, and from Vaikuntha he went to Dwarka.
他去了Vaikuntha。 然后在瓦昆特旅行的时候，他又去了Dwarka。
So while he was in Dwarka, he felt some happiness there, but there was also some problems because sometimes Krishna would leave Dwarka. He wouldn't be there.
在Dwarka的时候呢， 他有的时候感到很快乐，开心，但有的时候呢，又有些问题，因为主 Krishna 有时候就离开了 Dwarka.
So when Krishna would leave Dwarka, he would feel the absence of Krishna. And another problem was he would remember also the place of his birth. He would remember about Govardhan and the land of Vrindavan and all the cows and the people there.
有的时候，因为在主Krishna不在的时候呢，他就会感受到跟他的分离。而且呢，还有另外一个问题，就是他想念他的诞生地，高尔丹，本达文之地，那里的母牛和那里的居民们。So
one day Narada Muni came there in Dwarka. Gop Kumar was staying at the home of Uddhava, and Narada Muni happened to come there.
有一天，因为Narada Muni就来了，Gopakumar呢，他是住在Uddhava家中，就恰好Narada Muni来了。And
Gop Kumar was surprised at first. He thought, "Oh, Narada Muni, you're here also in Dwarka." He thought, "I met you before in the heavenly planets, and I met you in Vaikuntha, and now I meet you here in Dwarka."
高帕库马就感到有点惊讶。Narada Muni，你也来这里了，来到多尔卡了。在之前呢，我在天堂星宿见过你，在瓦昆特见过你。现在呢，我又在多尔卡又再次见到你了。And
you look the same everywhere. You're always dressed like a great sage, it's amazing. I'm so surprised to see that even though different places, but still you look just the same.
你看上去总是没有变化，都是一模一样的。无论在哪里， 在哪个圣地你都是那样子。他所以罗巴库尔就感到有点惊讶，你无论在哪个地方你都是一样的。
So we're going to hear about the special powers which the people of Vaikuntha have, how they can expand themselves and they can appear in different forms and they can appear in different places also.
我们将要听到这个 Vaikuntha 的这种特殊的力量。
Just like...Go ahead.
他们会显现在以不同的形象显现，而且在不同的地方显现。
Right, not only Krishna, but Krishna's associates, those intimately connected to him, and Krishna's abode can also appear in different places and in different forms.
不仅仅是 Krishna 本人，包括 Krishna 的同游，他的居所都可以扩展，出现在不同的地方。
So Narada Muni is always dressed, you know, he's a brahmachari, and he's dressed in saffron, but it's not that just that he's because he's great because he's a brahmachari, but he's an intimate associate of Lord Krishna.
Narada Muni 呢，他是一位真守生，身穿橘色的袍子。他之所以伟大呢，是因为他是主 Krishna 亲密的同游。
So Narada Muni, when he hears Gop Kumar speak like that, he says, "Well, I've already told you about this before. I told you how we, the people of Vaikuntha, how we can expand ourselves and we can appear in different places."
Narada Muni 听 Gopa Kumar 这样说之后呢，就回答道：“我之前曾经告诉过你， Vaikuntha 的人们呢，他们都可以扩展自己，在不同的地方出现。”
And Gop Kumar, he's the same also.He doesn't change his dress. He's always a cowherd boy. Even though he went to Vaikuntha and he was in the heavenly planets and he went to Vaikuntha and he went to Dwarka, but he's still dressed like a cowherd boy. He didn't take the forearm form like the other people.
甚至 Gopa Kumar 本人也都是始终如一的外貌，无论他去了天堂或者去外昆塔，甚至去了朵尔卡，他都是身着这牧牛童、牧牛郎的衣服。
So powerful devotees of Krishna, they can expand themselves into many forms.
主 Krishna 的有力量的奉献者，可以把自己扩展成许许多多的形体。
So, just like Krishna, he has one form, but he's in many places.
就像主 Krishna, 他虽然只有他只有一个形象，但是他是可以出现在许多地方的。
Yeah, we know Krishna is always in Goloka. He never leaves Goloka, but he can appear here also in this world.
我们知道主 Krishna 他居住在 Goloka， 他从来没有离开过 Goloka， 但是他也可以显现在我们这里。
And not only Krishna can do that, but Krishna's servants can also do that. Servants like Garuda and Hanuman and even Uddhava.
不仅主 Krishna 本人是这样子的，他的仆人Garuda, Hanuman, 甚至 Uddhava 都是可以是这样子扩展。
The Yadavas, also the family members of the family of Krishna, they can also do that.
甚至主 Krishna 的家人，那些亚度族人们也都可以这样扩展。
And so Hanuman is a devotee of Lord Ramachandra, and we think of him, he lives in Kimpurusha, it's described in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, how Hanuman lives in Kimpurusha Loka.
Hanuman 是主 Ramachandra 的奉献者，在圣典薄伽瓦坛当中呢，我们聆听到他居住在 Kimpurusha Loka。
Kimpurusha Loka is in Bhuloka, which is a part of the material world.
Kimpurusha Loka, 它属于 Bhuloka 的一部分，就是在物质世界。
Right, we hear about Bhu, Bhuva, Swa, Om Bhu, Bhuva, Ta, Tat, Swa. You know, in the Brahma Gayatri Mantra, we say Om Bhu, Bhuva, Swa, Tat, Sarvitu, Varinya, Bargo, Devasya, Demahi, Deyo, Yona, Prachu. Like that, it's the Brahma Gayatri. So it's mentioned there, Bhu Loka, that's a region of the material world, in this universe.
我们听到了这个Brahma Gayatri, 不，Bhuva Swaha Savitu Varinya。那么这个 Brahma Gayatri 当中提到的 Bhu Loka 就是个物质世界的一个区域。
So Hanuman lives there, but he also lives in Ayodhya, in Vaikuntha.In Vaikuntha, there's a place called Ayodhya. That's where Lord Rama's capital is. And Hanuman's also there.
Hanuman 不仅仅居住在物质世界的这个区域，他还居住在 Ayodhya 以及 Vaikuntha.
The other day, we were reading, on Saturday night, we read Srimad Bhagavatam, and we read about Hanuman, how he lives there.
在周六晚上的时候呢，我们阅读了薄伽瓦坛第五篇，就谈到了哈努曼。
And Hanuman was saying how Lord Ramachandra never gives up the company of Mother Sita and his brother Lakshman.
哈努曼就向主 Ramachandra 祈祷说 ，Ramachandra 他从来不会放弃。Sita 以及 Lakshman 的陪伴。
Some people they accuse Lord Ram of being very harsh on his wife Sita. They say when she was kidnapped, that you say she's unchaste, so he sent her back. He sent her away. He gave her up.
有的人指责主 Ramachandra 太苛刻了。因为 Sita 母亲被绑架之后呢，被绑架了，然后Ramachandra 呢就把他给流放了，就把他放弃了他。
Yeah, because these people said she cannot be chaste because she'd been touched by another man.
因为有的人呢说她不贞洁，曾经被另外一个男子触碰了。
So.But actually what happened was Lord Ramachandra sent her back. She left him here in this material world to go back to the spiritual world, to be with him in the spiritual world.
那实际上呢主 Rama 之所以把西子母亲给流放了，是因为他要把他送回到灵性世界。
Yeah, she gave up. They left each other here, but she went back to Lord Ram there. So they never left each other. They're always together.
他们两个人呢，在这个物质世界好像就是分开了，但是呢，Sita 妈妈她回到灵性世界，然后他们在灵性世界从来没有分开过。
So we have to understand how the Lord can expand Himself, and not only the Lord, but also His devotees.
我们要明白这一点，就是 主不仅仅主本人可以扩展，而且他的奉献者们也都是同样可以扩展自己。
And the devotees, they can take different forms for the service of the Lord.
而且为了服务主，奉献者们呢，他们可以变化出不同的形象。
Just like Krishna takes different forms for different incarnations.
就像主 Krishna 他以不同的化身显现。
Sometimes he's appearing as Matsya, the fish, sometimes as the tortoise, Kurma, sometimes as a human form.
有时候他显现为鱼的化身 Matsya, 有时候显现为乌龟化身 Kurma, 有时候又显现以人类的化身显现。
And the same way the devotees also will take different forms, whatever form is required to give pleasure for the Lord.
以此类推呢，奉献者们为了取悦主，他们也可以按照需要以不同的形象，化身为不同的形象显现。
So Gop Kumar shouldn't be surprised that Narada can appear in different places.
Gopa Kumar 他就不应该为 Narada Muni 可以在不同的地方显现而感到吃惊。
Yeah, it's all for the pleasure of the Lord. The devotee only acts for the pleasure of the Lord.
奉献者们，他们只是为了取悦主的快乐来行，来去做事情。
And anything which is used for the service of the Lord, it can appear in different places.
而且任何能够服务到主的事物也可以在不同地方显现。
And they can assume different forms.
而且他们可以以不同的形象出现。
But they're at the same time they're one and they're eternal.
但是与此同时他们都是一，他们都是永恒的。
And so his holy abode, the place like Mathura, it's an eternal place. It's not a material place, it's an eternal place.And it can appear in different places and in different forms.
圣地马图拉，它是永恒的，而不是物质的。它可以显现在不同的地方，也可以以不同的形式、形象来出现。
Because everything is Satchit Ananda, it's all eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, just like Krishna's form, Satchit Ananda.All of the associates of Krishna and his abode are also Satchidananda.
一切呢都是 Satchidananda 的本性，永恒之事和极乐的。不仅仅 Krishna 是这个本性，他的同游还有他的居所都是这个本性。
So Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar, he said, I'm just surprised that.You've come here, but you're not so happy. It's like you've got some problem. You're not fully satisfied, although you've come to this wonderful place here in the spiritual world, but you're not peaceful.
Narada Muni 就告诉 Gopa Kumar, 你来到了这里，但是呢，你却感到不快乐。你遇到了问题，你内心有不满足感。即便你来到了灵性世界，来到了这里，我感到有点惊讶。
And Gop Kumar is also a spirit. He's also got spiritual powers. He can also take different forms and appear in different places.
Gopa Kumar 他也有灵性的力量，他也可以以不同的形象出现在不同的地方。
But even though he came to Vaikuntha and Dwarka, He's always the same. He's still the same. He's just the same simple cowherd boy.
但即使是他来到了维昆塔，去了朵尔卡，他仍然是始终如一的一副牧牛童的模样。
And Narada's surprise is that everywhere I meet you, you're not satisfied. Your face is not, you're not in bliss like everybody else. Your face, I can see from your face that you're something troubling you.
然后拿着的目的就说到，他说我感到很惊讶的就是，无论你去了哪里，然后你都有不满意，你从你的脸上可以看到，你并不像别人那样的那么极乐，而且你都好像是有什么事情呢，就打扰着你。
So when Gokumar heard this, then he fell at the feet of Narada Muni, and held Narada Muni's feet, and he said to Narada Muni, "You know everything. You know all. You know what's happened. You know my mind."
Gopal Kumar 听 Narada Muni 这么一说之后呢，他就拜倒在他的足下。就握着他的足对他说道，您知道一切，您能够了解我的心意。
So Narada Gokumar understood that Narada Muni knew what was happening, what was going through Gokumar's mind. Narada Muni could understand Gokumar's problem.
Gopal Kumar 知道拿着木尼就明白他的心思，明白他的症结所在。
So Narada Muni was happy when he saw Gokumar surrender and touch fall at his feet. So Narada Muni told Uddhava that Uddhava, you should tell him, you teach him, you tell him the truth, tell him what he needs to know.
Narada Muni 呢？就因为戈帕库马尔臣服了他的莲花族，就对他感到快乐和满意。他对乌达瓦说，现在呢，你来教导戈帕库马尔，告诉他应该知道的事情。
So Narada Muni turns to Uddhava and he tells Uddhava, just look at this cowherd boy born at Govardhan. He wants to get something which people like you and me cannot even get.
Narada Muni 就对 Uddhava 说，你看看这个 Govardhan 深山的这个牧牛童，他想得到甚至连你和我这样都得不到的。
Wherever he goes, he's always got this pain in his heart that he hasn't got the real shelter, the real bliss that he wants.
无论他走到哪里，他内心都感到痛苦，他就得不到他的内心想要的庇护和内心想要的极乐。
So he's staying in the home of Uddhava, and even there, he's not satisfied. He's not peaceful.
他就住在乌达瓦家中，即便如此，他内心还是不满意，也没有平和。
And one of the reasons is because he's born at Govardhan. He's coming from Govardhan. So Vaikuntha is not satisfying him.
其中的原因，一个原因是他出生在 Govardhan。外昆塔是不能让他心满意足。
So Narada Muni says to Uddhava that you always like to give some mercy to the people of Vrindavan.
Narada Muni 就告诉 Uddhava, 你总是想得到 Vrindavan 的人们的仁慈。
Krishna had sent Uddhava to Vrindavan to give a message to the gopis and to pacify Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. After Krishna had left and gone to Dwarka, Krishna sent Uddhava back to take a message to the gopis.
Krishna 就派 Uddhava 回 Vrindavan 去安慰 那些 gopi， 安慰 Yashoda Nanda， 因为 Krishna 离开了 Dwarka， 所以他就派 Uddhava 回去看望他们。
So Narada Muni asked Uddhava, can you spend a moment just to help this boy, help this cowherd boy who's right with you? It would be good if you can guide him for a moment.
Narada Muni 对 Uddhava 说，你们能不能花片刻的时间帮助这个牧牛童指导他呢？
Narada Muni says, Goloka is very far away from here. And we know the happiness there. We're not worthy. Neither Narada Muni nor Uddhava are worthy to get the happiness there.
Narada Muni 说，格洛卡离这里还非常遥远，那里的快乐是无论是你还是我，拿的穆尼和乌达瓦都配不上的，都没有资格得到的。
And the qualification to go there is so rare that we can only pray. We don't know if we can ever get it.
去那里的资格呢，是非常罕有能够得到的。我们只能祈祷，我们也不知道我们能不能去得到。
Actually, in the spiritual world, there is no time and there's no space. So when we say Goloka is far away, it's not really far away.
实际上呢，灵性世界呢，它没有时间，也没有空间。当我们说那里非常遥远的时候，其实并不遥远。
But the problem is that even people of Vaikuntha, they cannot go there. They don't have the qualification. So it's considered far away.
问题就在于 Vaikuntha 的人们没有资格去那里，所以他们认为那里是非常遥远的，遥不可及。
So even the people in Vaikuntha, they worship the people, the devotees in Goloka, because they can only go there by prayer. They cannot go there directly.
甚至 Vaikuntha 的人们呢，都崇拜 Goloka 的奉献者，因为他们不能去那里，他们只能祈祷。
So Uddhava says, yeah, well, this cowherd boy, we know he was born in Braja, born in Vrindavan, and he's very, very devoted to Lord Gopal, so he's definitely a much better soul, he's a greater soul than me, or even you, Narada Muni.
Now Uddhava 就说，这个男孩他出生在温达文 Braja， 他崇拜着 Gopal， 他是无疑是比我甚至比你更好的奉献者，更伟大的奉献者。
So now Uddhava is saying actually Gopkumar is the best of all the devotees. He's better than Narada and he's better than Uddhava himself.
就在这里呢，Uddhava 就说，实际上他在说 Gopal Kumar 才是最好的奉献者，甚至呢超过了 Narada， 超过了 Uddhava。
So he's the most spiritually advanced person present amongst the three of them.
所以在他们三个人当中呢，实际上在灵性上，Gopal Kumar 是最进步的。
So Narada was happy to hear this, and when he heard this, he embraced Uddhava and he said, "Oh, very nice. Please tell now please tell Gop Kumar how he can satisfy himself, how he can become peaceful, how he can fulfill his desires."
Narada Muni 听到这个话之后呢，就非常的快乐高兴。他拥抱着乌德瓦说：“好吧，你就告诉格华库马尔，他怎么能感到内心平和，怎么能满足他的心愿。”
But Narada Muni says, "Oh, but no." Uddhava says to Narada Muni, "He said, 'Oh, listen, I'm just a Kshatriya by birth.'" You're the great sage. I should not instruct him. You're the sage. You're the guru. I'm just a Kshatriya. I have no qualification."
Uddhava 对 Narada 说道，我实际上我是一个刹帝利沙垂，而您是一个圣哲，您是 guru， 应该由您来教导。来教导他，我只是一个Kshatriya，我没有什么资格。
Actually, Kshatriyas can also teach. They can also give teaching. It's allowed. Among the Brahmana, he's allowed to do six different activities. Like, he can teach the scriptures, and he can study the scriptures, and he can worship the deity. And he can teach others to worship the deity. And he can give charity, and he can also accept charity. Those are the six duties of a Brahmana.
是这样呢， Kshatriya 呢也是可以教导别人的，是被允许的。一位 Brahmana 有六项职责， Brahmana 可以教导经典，他们以自身研习经典，他们崇拜神像，他们也教导别人如何崇拜神像，他们给予布施，也接受布施，这是婆罗门的六项职责。
So a Kshatriya, he can do the duties of a Brahmana except for one thing. He cannot accept charity.
一个 Kshatriya, 他也可以履行 Brahmana 的职责，除了一项职责之外，就是Kshatriya他们是不能接受布施的。
But anyway, Uddhava is reluctant to speak in the presence of Narada Muni because Narada Muni is guru.
无论如何，Uddhava 他不愿意，在 Narada Muni 面前，在一位 guru 面前讲话。
Narada Muni is a teacher for the process of Bhakti Yoga. So, you know, he feels that Narada Muni should teach.
Narada Muni 是奉爱瑜伽程序的老师，因此 Uddhava 就认为应该由 Narada Muni 来教导。
And so when Uddhava says like that, you know, Narada Muni laughs because he said, "Look, this is Vaikuntha. You don't have to be a Kshatriya here."
听了那个 Uddhava 这么说之后， Narada 就笑了起来，说这里是 Vaikuntha， 你在这里头没有什么 Kshatriya 这个一说。
Yeah, in Vaikuntha, everyone has a spiritual body. So you can't designate people with, the designations, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, that's for material bodies. But when you have a spiritual body, you don't have these designations.
在 Vaikuntha, 人人都有灵性的身体，而这个Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra 这种头衔呢，是针对物质身体的，不是针对灵性的身体。
So Uddhava says, "Well," he said, "even Krishna thinks of himself like a Kshatriya. So what's wrong with me also thinking like that?"
Uddhava 就说，连 Krishna 本人都认为他自己是一位刹帝利，更何况我呢？
Yeah, here in Vaikuntha, when the Lord Krishna, he does everything just like he does it on earth.
在 Vaikuntha, 主他所作所为，他的一举一动就像地球上是一模一样的。
He behaves like a family man, and he conquers his enemy.
他的行为举止是一位居士。那他也征服敌人。
And he will show respect to the brahmanas and his elders. These are all duties of the kshatriya.
他尊敬 brahmana 婆罗门，尊敬长辈，履行这些是一位 kshatriya 的沙地利的责任。
So he's in here in all the dwarkas in the spiritual world, and in Vaikuntha.But in the material world, he's just the same. He's doing the same duties.
在这个多尔卡呢，他是处在百昆塔，但是在物质世界的多尔卡呢，也是同样的职责。
Even just things like wake up early in the morning, you know, for the Brahma Muhurta.Because he's a Kshatriya, he's a Grihastha Kshatriya. So he does all the duties of the family man and the king.
他会在 Brahma Muhurta 的时间段早起。他是一位居士沙地利，他是一个有家室的人，他也是一个国王。
So when Narada Muni heard Uddhava explain this, Narada Muni is very happy and he jumped up and down and he's shouting and he's very happy to hear all this.
Narada Muni 听完这番解释之后，他兴高采烈地开始跳跃起来，并且呼喊，他一下变得非常的快乐。
And he said, just see howJust see that how wonderful the personality of Godhead is. How his pastimes are so nice. And he's so serious. He's so committed to serving his devotees.
看看至尊性格神手，他的逍遥时光是多么美妙啊！他是他甚至跟他的能够服务他的奉献者。
And just see how the devotees are so attached to serving him.
看看奉献者们是多么依恋对他的服务。
So, Narada Muni says it's surprising that this personality of Godhead, even is in the highest abode, Goloka, above Vaikuntha, but he behaves just like he's in the material world. He's just like in the world of birth and death, just like, you know, on the earth planet. And he does this just to please his devotees.
Narada Muni 就呼喊道，人格神手是多么奇妙啊！他虽然居住在这个比维昆塔还高的这个居所，但是他的行为举止呢，就像物质世界在那个生死之地的地方，他也是给奉献者带来了快乐。
And Narada Muni said, even somebody like me, although I'm supposed to be like a senior devotee, I'm experienced, I've traveled many places, I've seen many things, but still when I see the Lord perform his pastimes, then I become bewildered.
Narada Muni 说，即便呢，我身为一位年长资深的奉献者，我有很多的经验，我旅行到了不同的地方，但是甚至当我看到主的逍遥时光，我也感到困惑不解。
He said, I cannot distinguish whether we're in Dwarka, here in Vaikuntha, or if we're in Dwarka in the material world.
我甚至不能区分 我是在外昆塔的多尔卡，还是在多尔卡物质世界多尔卡？
Because the Lord's activities, the Lord's behavior is the same in both places.
因为无论在哪个地方，在这两个地方，主的生活、主的活动、他的行为举止都一样。
So it's very good that you devotees, you only care about love for Krishna, pure devotional service. You don't care about anything else.
所以奉献者们，他们只在乎 Krishna, 只在乎纯粹的奉献服务，其他都不在乎，这是非常好的。
That this pure devotion, that is the goal.Of all devotees.
纯粹的奉爱是所有奉献者的目标。
So we may ask if Krishna deals the same with the devotees in Vaikuntha and in the material world, then what's the need to go to the spiritual world?
我们可能会提出这个问题，既然Krishna 在瓦昆特和在物质世界与人的交往都是一样的，那我们为什么还需要去灵性世界呢？
Because, you know, his dealing with the devotees is no difference between the material and spiritual world. It's just the same.
因为他跟奉献者的交往，无论是在灵性世界还是在物质世界都是一样的，那又有什么必要去灵性世界啊？
For a devotee, the important thing is just the opportunity to serve, to give service to Krishna.
对于奉献者而言，重要的是能够服务的机会，能够为主做服务。
And for Krishna, nothing is more important than satisfying his devotees.
对于 Krishna 而言，没有比满足他的奉献者更重要的事物了。
So Narada says, we don't have any interest in just being a resident of Vaikuntha. It's not important for us. It doesn't matter also if we go to the material world.
男人的牧女说，我们没有什么兴趣，就是待在瓦昆塔，这对我们来说并不重要，去物质世界也是可以的。
And Krishna doesn't have any, Krishna's not concerned with just showing people his opulence, and he doesn't want just mundane relationships.
Krishna 对于展示他的物富裕，他并不是热衷于展示他的物质富裕，他也并he is not interested in showing his opulence
and not interested in mundane relationships.
而且他对于物质的关系也没有丝毫的兴趣。
Both Krishna and Krishna's devotees, it doesn't matter where they are, whether they're in Vaikuntha or any other place. The important thing is that they want to serve each other.
无论是 Krishna 也好，奉献者也罢，对于他们身处何处。他们都没有什么兴趣，不在乎在哪个地方。他们对他们来说最重要的，他们是彼此相互的服务者。
Devotee may be in Vaikuntha and have a spiritual body, or he may be a grihastha in the material world. It doesn't make any difference.
奉献者们，也许他身处Vaikuntha，有一个灵性的身体。也许呢，他是在物质世界一个居士的身份，对他而言没有什么区别。
And if Krishna shows his opulence or not, it doesn't make any difference to their devotional service.
Krishna 是否展示他的富裕，对于奉献者做奉献服务而言呢，也无关紧要。
The devotees are just satisfied to be with Krishna, to be in his pastimes and to see his wonderful qualities.
奉献者们满足于和 Krishna 在一起，看到 Krishna 的消时光，也见证着 Krishna 奇妙的品质。
And Krishna's only interest, Krishna just wants to make his devotees happy.
Krishna 的兴趣呢，就是为了让他的奉献者该开心和高兴。
So these things, you can do these things either in Vaikuntha or in the material world. There's no difference between the two.
那么做这件事情，无论在 Vaikuntha 和在物质世界是都可以去做的。
But devotee will always be very humble because humility is very important for developing devotion in pure love.
但是奉献者他们是非常谦卑的，因为谦卑这项品质对于发展奉爱、发展纯粹的爱至关重要。
And when Krishna is enjoying worldly pleasure, then it makes it easier for the devotee to love him.
当 Krishna 在享受世俗的快乐的时候，奉献者们就更能够轻而易举的去爱他了。
In Vaikuntha, devotees all have spiritual bodies, so it's a different mood, different atmosphere.
在 Vaikuntha 呢，奉献者们他们是有着灵性的身体，所以那里呢是有不同的心态、不同的氛围。
But in the material world, Krishna has the material. Krishna comes down to the material world, and he appears to be like a human being, just like an ordinary person. So it's easier to develop love, special love for him.
但是在物质世界 ，Krishna 呢就显得好像是一个人类，就这就更使人们更容易发展起对他的爱，特殊的爱。
In Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan is very opulent.
在 Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan 呢，他是辉煌富裕的。
But Lord Krishna, when he comes to this world,He is more special because he becomes a friend of his devotees and he's taking care of them in every way.
但是当 Krishna 来到这个世界的时候呢，是很特别的，因为他会关照他的奉献者，方方面面的去照顾他们。
So Narada Muni appreciates the humility.Of the devotees.
Narada Muni 呢，就这样就赞赏着奉献者们的谦卑。
So Narada Muni says, "It's not possible to describe the greatness of this love which the devotee has for Krishna."
Narada Muni 说呢，就是要想描述。奉献者们对 Krishna 所怀的伟大的爱，那是不可能的。
Because under the influence of the love of the devotee, Krishna will act like an ordinary person, just like a friend in the material world.
因为在他的奉献者们的爱的影响之下 ，Krishna 就像。物质世界的普通人类那样，就像这以这种身份的，就朋友的身份，在跟他奉献者交往。
So when Krishna comes, when Krishna appears as a cowherd boy, it's to facilitate the love of his devotees.
所以当 Krishna 他以一个牧牛童的身份呢降临的时候，是为了协助他的奉献者们的爱。
So the love which the devotees and Krishna have for each other in Gokula is not possible to describe.
因此，奉献者们与 Krishna 之间这种爱的交流、爱的关系，在 Gokula 之间的爱的交流是难以描述的。
Under the influence of the love of the devotees, Krishna will forget that he is God, and he will just behave like an ordinary person.
在他的奉献者们的爱的影响之下， Krishna 会忘记他是神，他的神的身份，而他的行为举止就像普通的人。
So this, when Krishna does this, we should understand this is not Maya, because Krishna is not under the control of Maya, and Krishna's devotees are also not under the control of Maya.
当 Krishna 这样去做的时候，要明白他并不是处在 Maya 控制之下，因为无论是主 Krishna 还是他的奉献者。都不受玛雅的控制。
So, this is the most wonderful thing about Lord Krishna, that he can behave just like an ordinary person for the pleasure of his devotees.
这就是主 Krishna 的奇妙之处，他为了他奉献者的快乐，他就像一个普通人那样行为举止。
Because when Krishna becomes an ordinary person, then the devotees, they don't show the same awe and respect, they don't worship him like what they do, usually. And that is a sign of their pure love. When they stop the worship and they see him like an ordinary person, and they treat him like an ordinary person, without the respect, that is their pure love.
当 Krishna 就像一个普通人类那样的时候呢，奉献者们他们就不再满怀敬畏之情，不会像平常那样的去崇拜他，而是对他展示出纯粹的爱，他们就会停止去崇拜他。
So somebody may think, some people may think, oh no, you have to have a lot of knowledge about God to love.To be able to love him.
有的人可能会想，为了要去爱神的话，你必须要了解神。
That if we just think of him in terms of a material relationship, then this is a big mistake.
如果我们只是以物质的关系的角度来去考量 Krishna， 那是一个犯了一个大错误。
But we see Krishna's father Vyasadeva, he had this problem himself, that he was always thinking of Krishna just simply as his son, but he shouldn't just be thinking of him as his son.But he should think of him out of love.
但是我们看到，就是 Krishna 的父亲 Vasudeva， 他不应该是。So Vasudeva shouldn't think of Krishna as a son, but should love him.
Yeah.
Vasudeva.不应该把 Krishna 想成他的儿子，而应该去爱他。
Yeah, he shouldn't think that God is his son.
他不应该把神看作他的儿子。
Because this is actually for his sense enjoyment. If he thinks that God is his son, then he's a father.This is just that's sense gratification. God has become my son. I'm his father. I'm the father of God. No, it's not good.
因为这就变成了感官享乐了， 就把他把神当作自己的认作自己的儿子，而认为是我是父亲，神是儿子，这不好。
So Narada Muni is explaining this mundane relationship, that this is helping to develop perfect love for Krishna.
Narada Muni 解说，这种世俗的关系可以帮助人们发展起对 Krishna 的完美的爱。
Yeah, because if we see Krishna in a ordinary way, in a material, if we see him like an ordinary person, then it takes away the need for respect and fear and worship.
因为如果我们以普通的方式去看待 Krishna 的话，就会把我们的尊敬之情，把我们的畏惧之情，把我们的崇拜拿走。
So in Vaikuntha, they have this tendency. In Vaikuntha, devotees all do this. They all worship the Lord with great respect.
在 Vaikuntha 那里的人们都是怀着敬畏之情去崇拜 Krishna 的。
But this stops them from developing the pure love like the people in Goloka and Vrindavan.
但是呢，这却阻止了他们像 Goloka 像 Vrindavan 的居民那样发展出纯粹的爱。
So Gop Kumar can understand that what Narada Muni is telling him is the best thing is to develop pure love for Krishna.
Gopal Kumar 就明白，实际上 Narada Muni 告诉他最好的事情就是发展出对 Krishna 的纯爱。
So Vasudev, Krishna's father, he had the problem that he was thinking God has become his son.
Vasudeva 他的问题，他有个问题是他认为现在神已经变成了我的儿子了。
But he should simply have thought about his love for Krishna.
但他应该实际上仅仅想着他自己对 Krishna 的爱。
He shouldn't think about Krishna's position.
他不应该只是念念不忘 Krishna 的地位。
Just simply think Krishna is very beautiful. Krishna, my, he can think my son, but he shouldn't think my son was God.
他应该想着 Krishna 的美丽。他不应该想，我的儿子是神。
Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they don't have this problem. They don't think of Krishna as God. They just simply think he's our son.
Nanda 大君呢和 Yashoda 妈妈没有这个问题。他们并不想，我们的儿子是神。
But we could also say Vasudev is a humble Vaishnava, and he has great bhakti. He has very intense bhakti.
但是我们却可以说 ，Vasudeva 是一位谦卑的 Vaishnava， 他拥有巨大的 bhakti.
And he has also the blessings of Krishna because he's there in Krishna's pastimes.
而且他也得到了 Krishna 的祝福，因为他。就在 Krishna 上一消时光的时候，他也在那里。
So because his bhakti is very strong and very intense, so he feels this kind of problem, this kind of no lack of peace of mind.
因为他的 bhakti 是如此的强大有力，所以他就遇到了这个问题，他的心意不平和。
So after Narada Muni explained all this, then he became silent because he was becoming very ecstatic talking about Prema Bhakti. So then he became silent.
那儿的牧女她解释完之后呢，她就沉默了，因为她陷入了狂喜当中。她在解释 Prema Bhakti 的时候
，Narada was his body was trembling and his hairs were standing on end and tears were coming from his eyes。
他的身体颤抖，毛发直竖，泪如雨泻。
So Nat Gopkumar is waiting to get more instruction.
现在呢 ，Gopkumar 就等着得到更多的训示。
So we'll hear in the next class what Narada Muni tells him.
我们将在下堂课。听到拿的牧女又告诉他什么
Any questions?
Yes. It's, the first question is from Shyama Saki. Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Gurudev 和所有的奉献者。感恩 Gurudev 通过讲述 Gopal Kumar 带领我们一路星际旅行灵性修习的结果取决于我们的本性愿望主和 Guru 们的仁慈和我们对 Guru 和主的坚定信心每个人对 Krishna 爱的渴望不同怀的心态不同回归的星球不同所处的角色也不同但都根据自己的愿望满足于现状的服务主，我这样理解是否正确呢？Hare Krishna, obeisance, thank you, Gurudev, to relate to us the story of Gopal Kumar and lead us traveling all the way through different planetary.System. The result of spiritual practice is depend on our nature, our wish, depend on Lord and Guru's mercy, and also depend on our strong faith to Guru and the Lord. Different people have different love andaspiration for Lord Krishna and they have different mood. They will go back to different planetary system. They have a different role to play. Yet, they are doing service according to their own desire.They are satisfied. So, is this understanding right?
Yes, I think that's all right. I don't see anything wrong with that. Everyone's an individual, and different people are attracted to different forms of the Lord, and they worship the Lord in different ways according to their nature.
是的。我认为是没有什么错误的，都挺对的。每个人都是个体，他们都是不同的人，他们有不同的形象，他们都在崇拜着主，根据他的本性在崇拜着。
Yeah, there's variety. We're all individuals eternally, and we all have our own nature.to serve the Lord in different ways.
就是存在着多样性，因为我们都是个体，都是永恒的个体，我们都有自己的本性，所以都在以不同的方式在崇拜着主。
We're all inspired by the direction of Krishna from the heart and under the order of the spiritual master to do service.
我们都是受到内心的 Krishna 的激励，得到 Krishna 内心 Krishna 的指导，在灵性导师的命令之下在做着服务。
So Lord Chaitanya taught Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva that everything is inconceivably simultaneously one and different. So there's oneness in the sense that we're all servants of Krishna, but there's variety in how we serve Krishna.
所以 Chaitanya 教导的是 Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva。不可思议的同时记忆的哲学，我们都是记忆，那么这一点呢是因为我们都是仆人，同时呢也有多样性，因为我们是以按照不同的方式在做着服务。
But we have to maintain unity in diversity.
但是我们应该保持多样性中的统一。
Although there's so much diversity among devotees, still there should be unity.
虽然在奉献者当中呢，存在着多样性，但是仍然应该有一个一致，有一个统一。
That we all work together and help each other to serve Krishna.
我们应当一起共事，彼此帮助对方来服务 Krishna。
And Srila Prabhupada, he wrote, there's one purport where he talks about this. He said every year, the devotees of the movement, Krishna Consciousness Movement, they should meet together and they should discuss how to create unity in diversity.
希勒帕布帕德呢，就在他的一个要旨当中就写到，每一年 Krishna 之觉的奉献者们都应该开会，在一起聚会，讨论如何创造出多样性中的统一性。
There's a saying, united we stand, divided we fall.
有一句话就是说，团结的时候，我们就是站着的。如果分开了，那我们都倒下了。
So very important for us always to be united and keep our unity, and then we can be very strong. Krishna consciousness movement will expand nicely.
所以非常重要的一点就是我们应该紧密团结，保持统一，就这样 Krishna 知觉运动才可以扩展。
OK, any other question?
Yes, yeah, the next question is 喜宝。
Yes,
顶拜咕噜和老师们，最近我在反复读博迦梵歌的时候有个困惑，像 Dhritarashtra 和他的儿子都是接受过非常规范的婆罗门沙帝利教育，为什么心意还充满着对躯体王权虚幻能量那么深的依附呢？作为凡人的我，是不是在得到咕噜的托庇和启迪之后，要学习的首要功课就是突破对假我的执着，努力把关注点转向服务 Krishna 呢？可是该怎么突破这个自我呢？感恩。
喜宝。
So yeah, 喜宝 is asking that, a business guru and teachers. And recently, I'm reading Bhagavad Gita. I have a doubt. Dhritarashtra and his sons have all been trained.Standard training of Brahmana and Kshatriya training. Why they are still attached to body, to the position, to the illusionary energies. This is the first part.
Well, you should understand they were not really trained as brahmanas. They're not brahmanas, they're kshatriyas.
你要明白呢，他们没有接受过婆罗门的教育，他们是沙弟弟。
So they were, you know, they were trained to how to manage, how to organize, and the kshatriya duty is to organize people and to control and give protection to people. They were trained to fight, and they were trained also to protect, give protection to others.
他们受到的是如何管理，如何去组织，如何控制，如何去保护的，如何去作战，这样的教育。
So there was always a lot of intrigue between the sons of Pandu and the sons of Dhritarashtra.
在潘度之子和对特巴舍的诸子当中呢，他们之间呢，总是存在很多阴谋陷阱。
You have the there was always competition. You know, young children when they go to school, you know, they always compete with each other. Somebody is the top and somebody is the best at this.So there was always these dealings between the Pandavas and the sons of Dhritarashtra, who was the best.
他们之间，他们是存在着恒常的竞争。我们要知道，就是当小孩子们他们去上学的时候呢，他们总是在竞争，谁更好，哪个是更优秀、更高尚的。所以在潘度诸子和对特瓦舍诸子当他们之间呢总是在竞争。
You know, who's the best at fighting? Who's the best at archery? Who's the best in dharma and following religious principles? They were always having this competition which generates envy among each other.
他们就是在格斗，在射箭和在遵守宗教原则方面呢，他们总是在保持着竞争，因此他们就有这个嫉妒之心，彼此嫉妒。
And then Arjuna took part in the archery contest, and he won Draupadi as the wife. And then when he brought the wife home.All of his brothers, they were all married to the same wife. So it was very unusual that, you know, five men, five brothers are all married to one woman.
当他们在这个射箭的竞技场上呢，他们迎娶了 Draupadi 的时候，他们潘度五子就把 Draupadi 带回了家，而且呢就娶了他们五个兄弟就娶了同一位妻子，所以呢这是非常不同寻常的事情。
Plus, you know, of course she was a very exceptional woman. Draupadi was a very exceptional woman, and every man was attracted to her. So naturally, that generated a lot of bitterness between the two sides.
因为 Draupadi 呢，她是一个非同寻常的、非常杰出的一个女性，所以就是每一个男子都很仰慕她，想得到她。就是这就在潘度诸子和对特拉舍诸子之间呢，就引起了恨意。
But Dhritarashtra's sons, the 100 sons of Dhritarashtra, they were actually, materially, they were good. Materially, they were good rulers, and they ruled the kingdom nicely. When the Pandavas went away to exile for 12 years, they ruled and they did a good job. They were very good in managing, but they were not devotees.
实际上呢，对达巴舍的一百个儿子在物质上都是非常好的统治者。在憨度五子离开家被流放的十二年期间呢，他们实际上他们工作都做得非常的出色，他们很好的管理了国家。问题是他们不是奉献者。
So Krishna wanted to establish the devotees to rule.
Krishna 的他的心愿，他是希望让奉献者们来去管理。
So that was the problem.
这是问题。
Right? Does that answer that first question?
The question seems that, yes.
Why? Yeah, because they got education, but they did not. What's her question again?
They are so attached to this outward, this position and this outward. Yes.
Yes, okay, there is that. Yeah.
The second part is that as an ordinary person.
What?
The second part of the question is that Xibao is asking that so after initiation, after taking shelter of the guru.The first thing is to break through to the false ego and divert my attention to serve Krishna. Don't attach to the false ego after initiation.
Yeah.
And how to...break through this false ego?
Well, one way to break through the false ego is by surrendering to the pure devotee, taking shelter of the pure devotee and surrendering ourselves. That takes humility.
要想突破对假我的执着就要臣服一位纯粹的奉献者，脱离于纯粹的奉献者，而这样去做的话是需要谦卑的。
The first quality for cultivating spiritual knowledge is to give up pride.
培养灵性知识的第一要务就是放弃骄傲。
So the pure devotees, they will know how to take away your false ego.
纯粹奉献者们知道怎样拿走你的假自我。
They will call you a fool.
他们会把你称为一个傻瓜蠢人。
They will tell you you know nothing. You do not know anything.
他们会告诉你，你一无所知，你什么也不知道。
And in this way, they will take away your pride, because our pride is thinking, you know, we're thinking, I'm very knowledgeable, I know many things.
以这样的方式呢，他们就会拿走你的骄傲，因为在骄傲当中呢，一个人就会想，我知道很多，我有知识。
And pure devotee will tell you, you're not the body. But we're our false ego is thinking, I'm the body.
纯粹奉献者会直截了当地指出，你不是你的身体。但是我们在假自，我们出于假自我，我们就会认为我们就是这具躯体。
Yeah. But the pure devotee comes along and said, you're not the body. And so you wasted all your time taking care of your body. You spent all your money and all your time taking care of your body. And he comes along and said, you're not the body.
纯粹奉献者就会过来说，你浪费了你的金钱，浪费了时间，一直在关注照顾你这个躯体，但是你不是这个躯体，你不是你的躯体。
So you wasted so much time and money. You spent money on taking care of your body. You spent a lot of time making it look nice. And he comes and said, you're not the body. Pure devotee will tell you, bow down, bow down, bow down before the deity, bow down before Tulsi, bow down to the devotees. And the more you bow down, the more you offer obeisances, the more you become humble.
纯粹奉献者会教导你要顶拜神像，顶拜 Tulsi， 顶拜奉献者，顶拜顶拜，你越是顶拜你就越谦卑。
Alright， Sibo， 你谦卑了没有？
西宝谦卑了吗？
Is there a question? 还有问题吗？
还有一个是 Pushpa Shara David Dasley 的问题。
嗯哼。
顶拜 Gurudev， 顶拜奉献者，请问 Krishna 希望我们像朋友或家人那样爱他。那我们在家里崇拜神像，该以什么样的心拜崇拜呢？谢谢，感恩 Gurudev， 感恩。Pushpa Saramanaji said that Krishna hopes that we love him as friend or family members. Then we are worshipping deities in our house. In which mood should we worship our deities?
Well.What kind of mood do you want him to be worshipped? Do you want to worship him as your son? Do you want Gaur Nitai? If you're worshipping Gaur Nitai, you can think of them as your two sons, just like Sachi Mata, the mother of Lord Caitanya.
你在家中崇拜你的 Gaur Nitai 的时候呢？可以把他们看成是你的两个儿子，就像 Sachi Mata 那样子。
Sachi Mata had deities of Krishna and Balaram, and she was worshipping them. But she also had Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda there in her house also. So she is serving her sons.
Sachi Mata 呢，在家中呢，有 Krishna 和 Balarama 的神像，同时呢，他也崇拜，服务着他的儿子，服务着 Gauranga， 服务着 Chaitanya， 服务着 Nityananda。
Or you can simply serve him as a servant, because we're not so advanced to know what is our rasa with Krishna.But we can simply be a servant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jivarswarupahaya Nitya Krishna Das, that the constitutional position of everyone is to be the servant of Krishna.
你也可以仅仅是以仆人的身份来去服务。如果还没有进步到知道我们跟 Krishna 之间的 Rasa 的时候，我们就以这个仆人的身份去服务。就在这个经文当中就说到了，我们的构成性地位 是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
Yes, so first of all, become fixed in the mood of servant, and gradually Krishna will reveal to you how to serve him.
就专处稳处于仆人的心态当中，逐渐的主 Krishna 就会向你揭示你跟他之间的 rasa。
But if our service is not steady, one day we serve, another day we don't serve, then we're not qualified to think about higher forms. First, we become steady as a servant.
如果我们的服务不稳定，我们就没有资格去想着我们更高的形体。首先，我们就要把自己当作仆人的身份。
All right. Is there any other question?
Yes. 下一个是来自于微微 Hare Krishna 顶拜 Guru。 我有个问题，如果半夜醒来睡不着，心也乱飞，有什么方法改善这个现象吗？想在心里念诵，但却做不到。
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, so this Mataji is said Hare Krishna based in school. I have a question. If in the midnight, I wake up in the midnight, I cannot fall asleep, but my mind is going all around. So is there any way to change, to improve this situation? I want to chant in my heart, but I cannot.
You want to chant in your heart, but you cannot. Then you don't just chant in your heart, chant aloud. Lord, you can hear, play Prabhupada's chanting tape and let Prabhupada chant and hear Prabhupada chanting.
那你如果在心里念诵做不到的话，你可以大声的念诵，或者是你可以听Srila Prabhupada的念诵，让Prabhupada念诵，然后你去聆听Prabhupada念诵。
Yeah, sometimes in the middle of the night, you may wake up and you cannot go back to sleep. So, you can read a book for a little while and then you'll feel sleepy. If you keep a book beside your bed,So then you wake up in the night. So just read the book for a little while. And you read the book for 10-20 minutes. After that, you feel sleepy again. You can go back to sleep.
你半夜醒来了，然后睡不着。这时候呢，你可以啊，在床边放本书。然后呢，你就读书。你读上10分钟、20分钟。然后当你感觉有困意的时候呢，你再睡觉。
The Goswamis, they conquered over eating and sleep.
六勾刷米们，他们征服了吃睡。
So if you're waking up in the night, it means you're not very tired. It means you didn't need to sleep so much.
如果你半夜醒来，就意味着你并不困倦，你并不疲倦，你不需要很多的睡眠。
And when we're very tired, then we'll sleep. No problem.
如果我们特别疲劳的时候，我们就一下就睡着了，对我们来说，这个睡眠不成问题。
So, try to keep yourself busy all day. Don't sleep and don't take rest in the daytime. Just stay awake all day and keep doing service for Krishna. And then you'll sleep better in the night.
让你自己保持忙碌，就白天不要打盹，不要睡觉。你服务 Krishna， 这样你晚上就会睡得很香甜。
Sleep, Prabhupada says, sleep is like death.
Prabhupada 说过，就是睡眠就像人死去了一样。
So it's good if you sleep less, sleep a little bit less, and then you can remember Krishna better.
如果能够减少睡一些时间，这也很好啊，因为这样呢，你就可以更好的想着 Krishna 了。
OK， 还有问题？
还有最后一个问题，是来自于陈冠江 Chaitanya Charan Das。Hare Krishna， 顶拜 Guru Dev， 感谢主持。有些人说我们要做有中国特色的 Krishna 直觉运动，他们觉得 Krishna 直觉的有些东西不适合中国，在坚持 Krishna 直觉原则和中国实际情况方面，应该如何去修习 Krishna 直觉？So somebody says Hare Krishna basis. Somebody says that we should have a Chinese Krishna consciousness movement with Chinese features. They said that some part of the Krishna consciousness is not suitable for China. Well, insisting on the principle of Krishna consciousness, as far as stick to the principle of Krishna consciousness, and as far as the practical situation of China is concerned, how can we go to practice Krishna consciousness?
Well, there are certain principles of Krishna consciousness which cannot be changed. Whether it doesn't matter if we're in China or anywhere else.
不管我们是身处中国还是身处别的地方，有些Krishna 直觉的原则是绝不能改变的。
The principles have to stay the same.
这个原则应当保留，保持不变。
The principle is to always remember Krishna and never forget him.
这个原则就是永远记住 Krishna， 永不忘记他。
There are principles like we must be vegetarian. We don't eat meat, fish, and eggs. We cannot change that.
像我们必须是素食，不吃鱼肉蛋，这个原则不能改变。
Now, if you want to eat with chopsticks, you want to eat Chinese food, that's no problem. We don't mind that. You don't have to eat rice dal and chapati. You don't have to eat Indian food. You can continue to eat Chinese food, but it must be vegetarian.
你想用筷子吃饭，想吃中餐，这个没问题。不想吃大米饭、豆汤、茶帕迪，这都可以的。但是呢，必须是素食。
Now recently, somebody wrote to me. They said that you know we like to eat when we take our food. We like to have things like vinegar and soy sauce and. They like to use even meat things which have the taste of meat, you know, meat substitute like gluten. They like to eat these things.
最近呢，就是有人给我写信，就是说，想在食物当中烹调的时候，用醋，用酱油，甚至呢，就是有那个素肉，比如说有一些，就是像那个胶状物的这种替代物，就放在餐食当中。
So, we don't allow these things in the temple where we're worshiping the deity. We don't offer food like that to the deity. It's not proper for the deity. But if you want to eat it yourself in your home or house program, then that's up to you.
当我们在给神像做饭的时候呢，我们是不用这些的，是不能给神像供奉的。但如果你在自己的家中呢，或是自己在自己的家里头做一个活动，那是可允许的。
But we should understand though, it's not Vedic. It's not the Vedic platform that you're keeping your own habits which have been there. It's not something you learn from the devotees, it's something you're bringing with you from your past.
这个呢，但是这样子这种做法呢，它不是伟达的层面，这是来自于你前一生的这个饮食习惯，而不是你后来就是学习来的。
Prabhupada went to Los Angeles, and devotees in Los Angeles they made some sweets, and they brought the sweets to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada saw that the sweets they'd use some kind of chocolate to make the sweet. It was like some kind of, you know, a sweet, but they put chocolate over it, chocolate layer. So Prabhupada was not happy. He said, why you make this kind of sweet? He said, why don't you make the kind of sweets I showed you?
当帕帕去洛杉矶的时候呢，奉献者们就给帕巴德拿来了，就带巧克力的那个甜品，就是甜品上面有一层巧克力。帕巴德呢看到这个甜品之后不是很高兴，就问奉献者，你们为什么不按照我教你们的方法去做呢？
Prabhupada taught devotees how to make milk sweets, you know, many nice milk sweets, you know, there's so many varieties. Not only milk sweets, but Prabhupada taught also other kinds of sweets to make, many. But, you know, chocolate has got some caffeine and it's not the best, it's not very good for devotees to take these kind of things.
帕帕德教奉献者们如何做牛奶甜，就是奶制品的甜品，还有各种品种的甜品。但是呢，巧克力的里头含有咖啡因，奉献者吃这样的就不好。
But some devotees they take it, they say, no, it's okay, it's not a big deal, not very important.
有的奉献者呢就说OK, 没有什么问题，不是特别重要。
不是很大的事情，他们认为可以随便。They like the taste, they want some little bit pleasure for the tongue, so they take it.
他们想要有这种滋味，所以他们就加一点点，就是为了满足味蕾舌头，所以他们就然后就吃下去。
So this, you know, we may also apply that same thinking in China. We may say, you know, this is China, we're different here, we have to do things differently here.
我们也可能把这种想法呢也如法炮制，就想啊，这是中国，是另外一个地方，我们也可以这样去做。
So, we have to see how much it affects your Krishna consciousness, how much you're becoming attached to Krishna. That's the important thing. Are you becoming attached to Krishna? Or are you just being attached to China, to being a Chinese? Are you still thinking you're the body? Well, I thought we're not the body, we're spirit souls. But you're thinking I'm a Chinese.
所以呢，您就得考虑了，对您的 Krishna 知觉有什么影响？您是不是变得依附 Krishna 了呢？还是依附中国，认为自己是这个身体，认为自己还是个中国人，而不是把自己当成认为自己是灵魂。
No, why do we wear devotee dress? Why do we wear dhoti and sari? We wear these things to help us understand we're not the body, that we're souls, and we have a spiritual body.
为什么我们要身着兜体、身着 sari？ 就是帮助我们记住，我们不是这个躯体，我们都是灵魂，我们有灵性的躯体。
In some ways, you know, I appreciate your point. You know that, you know, you're Chinese, you have your Chinese culture and everything. But you have to be careful how much you try to bring into Krishna consciousness. You bring in a little bit, then you bring in a little bit more, and then you bring in more, and then before you know it, you're just totally Chinese. And there's no element of Krishna consciousness.
所以，我很欣赏，我也欣赏，您提到这一点，就是。有中国文化的元素在里头，但是要小心，你带到把这个元素这个因素带到多少进入 Krishna 之觉？如果您带进一点点，然后再带进更多的一点点，然后更多一点点，然后这样呢，在你意识到之前，你已经完全变成一个中国人了，就没有 Krishna 之觉的元素在里头了。
And we do see we have many nice Chinese devotees. They're very Krishna conscious. They're very advanced in Krishna consciousness. They know the philosophy. They cook very nicely, and they also they can do very nice kirtan of the holy names. In every way, they're very good Vaishnavas. They don't need. They're not thinking I'm a Chinese.
在另一方面，我们看到了有很多优秀的中国奉献者，他们的 Krishna 知觉方面非常的进步，他们深入了解哲学，并且能够烹饪很好吃的菜肴，而且他们的 kirtan 也特别的棒，方方面面呢，他们都是优秀的 Vaishnava， 他们不会认为他们是中国人。
So the Krishna conscious process does work. It's not that you have to have these Chinese elements.
所以 Krishna 知觉会生效的，不需要呢有这个中国元素。
没有别的问题啊？
哦，还有。现在也还有一个，还有 present， 请问 Guru， 如果一个人觉得自己的启迪咕噜没有充分指导自己，反而是另外一个咕噜很好的指导了自己，他可以去托庇那位能指导他的咕噜吗？
因为他已经确定了别的咕噜。
对。
Well, you've already taken initiation. You're only supposed to take initiation one time. But after taking initiation, you can still take instruction. So the other person can become your instructing guru.
你一个人他只能启迪一次，但是呢，他可以有训示咕噜，可以，他可以有自己的，就这位训示咕噜可以给他训示。
Sometimes it's just the mind is restless that you think, oh, this guru is, you know, the other person's mind. I'm sure the first person who gave you initiation in the beginning, he won't mind if you go to another person. He's probably glad. Yeah, go ahead. if you want to go to somebody else, it's very good. And take instruction. Very nice. Not a problem.
有的时候呢，其实是出在心意上，心意不安不稳。你的咕噜就是，你的咕噜呢，你的启迪咕噜呢，他不会在意的呢，他也许还会很高兴啊，去吧，挺好的。你如果能从别的咕噜那里得到训示，那非常好，所以没什么问题。
Yeah, but spiritual masters happy to see that you're willing to take, that you feel enthused to take instruction or to serve another person.
灵性导师他们会很高兴看到您就是特别满腔热情的去从另外一个灵性导师那里得到训示，并且服务另外一个训示灵性导师。
In ISKCON, the spiritual masters all have the common goal to connect us to Prabhupada.
在 ISKCON 当中，所有灵性导师他们有个共同的目标，就是把我们跟师的 Prabhupada 联系在一起。
And so if another guru is able to help you connect better to Prabhupada, then your guru who gave you initiation won't mind.
如果有另外一个 guru 能够把您和 Srila Prabhupada 更好的联系在一起的话，那么您的启迪 guru 他是不会在意的，不会介意的。
But don't forget that the person who gave you initiation, that he gave you mercy in the beginning.To bring you into Krishna consciousness.
但是别忘记，是您的启迪灵性导师给了您仁慈，你在一开始给了您仁慈，把您带到了 Krishna 知觉当中。
And you have a debt to him.
您亏欠他。
Which you cannot repay.So even though you go to another person to take instruction, you still have a relationship with that original guru.
所以就这个债务呢，您是无法偿还的。所以即便是您得到另外一个guru的训示，但是您跟您的原初的启迪灵性导师的关系还在那里。
So don't commit.Any offense, don't make any mistakes, and be very respectful to both gurus.
不要做出冒犯，不要犯错误，所以应该尊敬，既尊敬启迪咕噜，也尊敬训示咕噜。
Yeah. I hope it's clear.
我希望这个回答能澄清您的这个问题。
And you should also, before you go to that other, the new guru, you must also explain to your first guru that you want to go to this other guru to take instruction. You have to get his blessings.
在您那个去找另外一个新师姑之前呢，新姑之前，您必须要接近您的原来的启迪姑姑，得到他的祝福。
OK, Hare Krishna.
还有一个问题出来了。
什么问题？
还有好几个，四个问题。
是谁的？
是一个，有一位是叫 Honey。还有是 Sita Rani Devadasi， 还有 Radha Priya， 还有 Shita Saki。
啊，那么多啊！快一点。
快一点，好。下一个是 Honey， Honey。您听到我们不该浪费时间让躯体美丽，但女性躯体中的受条件限制愚昧灵魂。而且现在都看重美丽，不关注太难。请问姑如何做到不关注美丽，如何为她服务呢 ？So you mentioned that we shouldn't take too much time to keep our body beautiful, but I'm living in this female body, and because it's modern time, it's very difficult. So how can I do not anymore take too much to this bodily beauty and how to use it for service?
Well, you have to chant Hare Krishna very carefully to help you not be attached to the body. Chanting of at least 16 rounds every day is very important.
您必须要唱诵 Hare Krishna。你要小心的唱诵 Hare Krishna， 以便不依附这个躯体。要念诵16圈。
And you should understand the body is temporary. Your beauty is very temporary.
这个身体是短暂的，美丽也是短暂的。
Very soon you're old. Your beauty is all gone.
不久就会容颜衰老，那美丽不复存在。
So don't be attached to the temporary things. Understand what is eternal. The real beauty is not in the body. The beauty is in the soul.
要明白永恒的事物，躯体不是永恒的，躯体是短暂的，美丽的是灵魂，灵魂是美丽的。
You can use it in the service. If you have some quality like beauty, you can use it in the service of Krishna by attracting people to Krishna consciousness.
如果您那个相貌美丽的话，那你可以吸引人们进入 Krishna 之觉。
OK, 下一个问题。
下一个是 Sita Rani， 顶麦guru感恩智慧奉献者学习谦卑 Acharya 课程。这些伟大的灵性导师都是 Radha Krishna 身边的 Manjari， 灵性世界不是多姿多彩的吗？有没有其他身份来的呢？比如说灵性世界的石头、树、动物什么的。So like this, Sita Rani said that all our previous Acharya, they are Manjari. So are there any other like
this?That is not a qualification to be a spiritual master. There's no requirement that one has to be a manjari in order to be a spiritual master. Never mentioned.
没有说就是顶点导师一定是manjari。当manjari是成为顶点导师的资格。
No.Important thing is a spiritual master must be trained by another spiritual master, and he must be a controller of mind and senses.
嗯，那么这个灵性导师呢，他的应该是得到另外一个灵性导师的训示，而他训，他征服了，他控制了自己的心意感官。So she's asking, are there any others, for example, stone and trees and animal, that are spiritual master in the material world?
Well, you mean there's stone or trees in the spiritual world?
Yes.
Well, we read about Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri is a Kalpa Briksha in the spiritual world.
Madhavendra Puri 是灵性世界的一棵如愿树。
So, yeah, you can take any position in the spiritual world.
是的，就在灵性世界，任何的一个地位都可以。
Madhavendra Puri is a very, very great spiritual master.
Madhavendra Puri 是一位非常伟大的灵性导师。
下一个问题。
下一个是 Radha Priya， 顶白姑莲花子，有奉献者不愿意联谊，觉得都是低层的，不如自己在家，只要能去圣地就够了。这样的心态是否正确呢
？No, not very good.
不好，不是很好。
We should want association everywhere. We need association regularly.Not just only in the holy place.
我们是需要有规律的联谊的，而不是说只是去圣地那里联谊。
If you don't like to associate regularly, I don't think you should go to the holy dham.
如果你没有规律联谊，我不认为你应该去圣地。
下一个问题。
下一个是 Street Saki 顶拜姑，请问豆腐可不可以吃？豆腐自己做不了啊，可不可以供奉呢？
他们自己做豆腐还是他们在外边卖的？
在外面买的，因为他们自己做不了。
So, well, you know, at home you can do these things, but it's not the standard for the temple. We don't offer to the deity like that.At home, of course, you can do these things. You can eat these things. Tofu. But you should be careful who make it. You have to see if the person makes it, if they're eating meat, then it's not very good. You should try to get the tofu made by somebody who's a vegetarian, who doesn't smoke and like that. If you buy it from people who are not clean, you know, it's not very nice.People have no standard of cleanliness and make tofu and you buy their cooking. It's not very good.
在家里是可以的，但是在神像里你就不能给神像，在庙里呢是不能这样对待神像的，而且还要小心是谁做的这个豆腐，这做豆腐的人他吃不吃肉呢？你最好是从那些吃素的人那里买这个豆腐，而且这个人最好不要抽烟。如果这个卖豆腐的人他也没有清洁，没有清洁的标准也不好。
All right. So everything depends on your own time, place, circumstances. Sometimes you may have to eat it, sometimes no other way, but.You know, try to avoid it if you can.
所以那一切呢也得取决于时间、地点和环境。有的时候呢，也是没有办法的，但是要努力的去避免。
Okay. Hare Krishna. 还有问题吗？
没有了。
好，今天结束了。
Hare Krishna. Good day.我们这儿还有最后一个问题，我不知道您时间方便不方便，如果不方便我们就下周再问。
是谁的问题？
是一位新的奉献者叫江雪，
他的问题是什么？
他说顶拜 Guru Dev 和各位奉献者，心中有一个困惑，为学梵文我选修了几门课，其中包括瑜伽经， 这方面的学习占用了我很多时间，现在也参加系统课程的学习，每天读博伽梵歌和博伽瓦坛。我明知修奉爱瑜伽首要完成每天的念诵，却精力不济，就没有精力念完成每天的圈数。请问 Guru Day， 我该如何平衡？是否应该舍弃瑜伽经的学习？
瑜伽经的学习，
就是他学梵文的时候有学瑜伽经这本这个经典，然后平时呢他参加了不少课程，没这个时间非常紧张，念诵可能都完不成。他问如何平衡，就是对这个瑜伽经的学习是继续学下去，还是可以放弃不学了？
谁教他瑜伽经？他的老师是谁？
哦，那他没说。
他在什么地方学习瑜伽经？
那江雪麻太吉，您能说一下吗？您是在哪里学习这个梵文瑜伽经的学习的？
没有回答。
对，暂时还没有回答。
对， you have to ask， 你可以自己问他清楚关于。If the teacher is not a devotee, then it's not very good to study the Shi Yuja Jing. If she's hearing from somebody who is not a devotee, then it's useless.
如果教这个瑜伽经的老师不是奉献者的话，那就没有用。
She needs to. She's a new devotee. She's not yet a vegetarian. Hi, Bhutchasua.
那个没说，不知道是不是吃素。他就是说，在我们那个培训系统，学习了好几门课程，每天有读经典。
念诵多少串？
他说精力，因为学了这么多课程，精力不够，可能念诵的圈数完不成。所以他现在就比较纠结这个问如何平衡这个时间。
Well, she has to get some. 她需要一个老师培训她。She needs somebody to guide her to balance her time. Somebody who knows her, understands more about her situation, they can give her advice how to balance her time.
那您就是需要有人来给您指导，需要一个了解您情况的、比较熟悉您的情况的人给您一个建议，然后怎样平衡时间。
Probably she's got a job. I don't know. She got a job, but she got her background. You know, she got children. I don't know. So many considerations, difficult for me to give her advice like this.
然后这位奉献者，您是不是有工作？您那个的背景是什么？有没有孩子？就有很多要考虑的因素，所以我很难，可以说很难给您建议。
那这样，Guru，我下去以后跟他联络一下，然后了解一下他的具体情况，如果需要的话再请示您。
可以，
好的。
OK， 今天到这儿，我们感谢 Guru Mani 给我们精彩的翻译，感谢萨提主持，感谢所有的奉献者聆听提问，祝福你们传教顺利，万事如意。Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Lord Bhakti Vrinda ki.
Jai.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 感谢 Guru Dev. 好，感谢奉献者的聆听，今天早课就到这里结束了。Hare Krishna.